Well, I have good news. God really loves you.
Amen.
Oh, good.
Nice to hear a good amen from me.
People of God, yeah. God really loves you. That's the good news. We heard God speak to us this morning. When Bonnie proclaimed his words so carefully and prayerfully and we heard them, God says, "Can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you." Here we have one of the most touching expressions of divine love in the entire Bible, in which God expresses God's compassion. And you know, the original sense of the Hebrew word that we translate as compassion means literally womb love. The love that a woman has for the baby in her womb. That is the original sense of the Hebrew word we translate as compassion. So this is an example of God's compassion. His womb love, the archetypal example of that. But wait, there's more. Also, God speaks through the same prophet Isaiah, and he says this to us: "You are precious in my eyes and glorious because I love you." And again, God says through the same prophet, "Sons have I raised and reared," speaking about his people. "Sons have I raised and reared." Again, God speaks through the prophet Isaiah and says this: "The Lord delights in you. As a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you." And again, God speaks to the prophet Isaiah and says, "With enduring love, I take pity on you." So God really loves you. No matter how lonely or unwanted or useless or disgusted with yourself you may feel, God really loves you. Here we heard just now from the Word of God, those scriptures that I read to you, we hear about a father's love for his children. We hear about a woman's love for the baby in her womb. We hear about a husband's love for his wife. All of our primary relational paradigms here in the scripture to talk about how intimately God wants to relate to each one of us. So God really loves you. And when we come to believe that, that is called faith. But Jesus said today, "You who have so little faith." We worry about so many things as if the responsibility for everything depends upon us. And yet Jesus says today, don't worry about what? Essential things. I mean, he's not talking about paltry things here. He's talking about what we eat, what we drink, what we wear. Those are essentials. He says don't worry about them. And yet the funny thing is, most of the things we worry about are not even essentials. They're non-essentials. So we worry and worry as if all the responsibility for everything depends upon us. In other words, as if there is no God at all. Now, all that we heard Jesus say looks good on paper. And we can and we have reduced this teaching of Jesus to warm, fuzzy thoughts. But it's true. And the truth is that God really loves us as he says. It is not just pretty poetry. And faith means believing it all. And yet how easily that word can get choked by the thorns of the worries of this world and the lure of riches and other passions. But God loves you because you are His creation. You are His son, His daughter. You are His redeemed. He has bought you as a priceless treasure. You are members of His beloved Christ through baptism. And God says, believe me now. Believe it's true. I never will, I never have abandoned you. And the God that I have always been, I will forever be. So believe me now. And so let's take a few moments right now in silence, in prayer. And let us praise God for all the many ways that He has shown us His love to this point. And ask Him to open our eyes to His love for us today. Let's just take a moment now in silence.